This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other. It's serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump.
You saw? He died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Look, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
For the past 17 months, I've traveled across this nation and met the amazing people of our country. Their hopes have become my hopes, and their dreams have become my dreams. This is not just a campaign, it's a movement. It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to take our government back from the donors and the special interests and return the power to you, the American people. 15 days ago, I proposed my contract with the American voter and a 100-day action plan to bring real change to Washington. We need change so badly. If we win on November 8th and elect a Republican House and Senate, we can finally deliver the change the American people deserve. My contract includes a plan to create 25 million new jobs. We will cut taxes on the middle-class Americans by 35%, and we will repeal and replace the total disaster known as Obamacare. It doesn't work. We will also immediately fix our terrible trade deals and stop the jobs from leaving our country. My contract includes a pledge to end illegal immigration and end it rapidly, cancel federal funding for sanctuary cities, and suspend the admission of Syrian refugees into our country. They're coming in by the thousands, and Hillary Clinton wants to increase that by 600%. We will rebuild our badly depleted military and take care of our great, great veterans. We will give every parent in America the right to send their kids to the school of their choice, including millions of low-income African-American and Hispanic children who have been failed so long, for generations, in fact, by the Democratic politicians like Hillary Clinton. They just haven't been able to do the job. They've treated African-Americans and Hispanics horribly in so many ways. We will undertake a national effort to reduce crime and poverty and bring jobs and safety to our inner cities, finally, at last. We will restore the Constitution and nominate Supreme Court justices who will do the same. At the center of my contract is my plan to end government corruption. Hillary Clinton is the most corrupt person ever to seek the presidency of the United States. And if she were to win, it would create a constitutional crisis like no other. She is under multiple federal investigations, has committed many crimes, including perjury, and she is now facing the prospect of a federal indictment. It's time to close the history books on the Clintons and to open a bright new chapter focused on the great citizens of our country. I'm asking for your vote and your help in electing a Republican majority in Congress so that we can finally change this broken system and make America great again. And when I say great, I mean great for everyone. Thank you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, it's here. I tell you, to say that you could cut the tension in the air with a knife is a cliche, but it's absolutely true. I have never felt such suspense in my life. Quite frankly, not even when I was about to see my wife have our first child. This is the only thing I can describe it like. And the reason this is even more important than that is all of my children's lives are on the line now. Our entire future, our culture, our world. It couldn't be bigger. The parallels, the stamina of Trump. No one's ever shown anything like this. Not a 25-year-old special forces soldier. The will, the fact that he's taken so many attacks, the fact that he's so honorable, the fact that he hasn't wavered or faltered. And you know a man by his enemies. The enemies of Donald Trump are legion. The communist Chinese president has lectured the American people as they prepare to take over all six Hollywood studios. That's official. That the Chinese government is making fun of folks today and saying this is just the way it is. Learn to be dominated. We have been sold out. We have been absolutely turned over. And as Trump has said over and over again, this is America's last chance. This is America's last stand without probably a violent revolution, which we don't want to have, to try to turn this thing around. This is such an epic time to be alive. Trump has already won the election. Whether they steal it from him, whether he wins in a landslide, the evidence shows that's where it's going. Because he has introduced Americanism, not globalism, to the world. He has brought out 1776 worldwide, Americanism, not globalism. He has brought forward the private Federal Reserve, the big mega banks that are tax exempt, and set up trade deals to make us poor and consolidate wealth. He has exposed the secret that they don't want a middle class, and that it's by design. And now the WikiLeaks come out with them saying they want to make us poor, keep us in the dark, keep us dumb, under their control. They want to destroy health care with Obamacare to then have foreign multinationals come in and rip you off even worse. It's all so cold-blooded. People keep saying Assange was supposed to release stuff that would destroy Hillary. It has destroyed her. The mainstream media is just propping up the facade. Obama's been caught telling the federal government, Congress, the FBI, the world that he was never talking to Hillary in secret emails. In fact, he didn't even know about secret emails. It turns out they were engaging in thousands of emails between each other, and they said in the new WikiLeaks 2 weeks ago, the data dump 27 or something, we're up to 50 now, just on Podesta, one guy in their system, it's this corrupt, where they're saying, we got to cover this up. POTUS has been using another server and his own secret email. They all do it. The first window into this was the head of the EPA. Remember 5 years ago, she had to step down. She got caught with a fake server, fake name, double set of books. This is so huge. And Trump has won by making it okay to stand up to the bullies of political correctness that want to shut down free speech. Trump has won because he's helped put the nail in the coffin. The final straw on the camel's back of MSM. The Wall Street Journal and others reported last week that revenue in the third quarter for MSM newspapers is down 97.5%. That is supposedly one of your best quarters normally. That is total and complete free fall cardiac arrest dead on the table. We knew the dinosaur media was on its last legs. You can stick a fork in it now. We're kicking off a 52-hour global transmission right now at Infowars.com/show. Our affiliates pick up the 4-hour daytime radio show, Infowars Live, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We have the nightly news every night, 7 o'clock Central. I come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., with an abbreviated live broadcast. We broadcast Saturday. We did a special show. This is obviously so important, so historical. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. In the next 52 hours, and quite frankly, we're going to go past that. But from now until 3 p.m. on Wednesday, we're going to be live. Except for like at 2 or 3, 4 in the morning, we're going to air some documentaries and special reports that are really powerful. But we're going to be here with a live feed going out, transmission. Unscripted, teleprompter free, telling the truth with a huge raft of incredible guests, some of which we never had on the show, that are going to be here in studio. Roger Stone's going to get here tonight. He's having to stay in D.C. over Supreme Court with their cases of, quote, voter intimidation, trying to have basic exit polls, which is totally legal and lawful under State Department guidelines. That looks like it's going to the Supreme Court because he just won in federal court at the highest level below the Supreme Court. But he's going to be here by tomorrow with us during the live 52-hour broadcast, and you're part of overthrowing the mainstream media and further showing how pathetic they are. Guess how many views? And this isn't about InfoWars. It's about just how they're such a joke. They say in the New York Times it's Trump's last stand. He's a big loser. CNN keeps saying he's going to lose. Hillary's already measuring the drapes. You know, he's way behind as they sample 9 to 46 points more. The low is 9. The high is 50. I've actually seen 50% before, but 46 is usually as high as they go. And guess who does it? CNN. 46% more people in 3 polls they've done after debates where they sample 40-plus percent more Democrats and then say Hillary's winning by 68. She should be winning by 90-something at that. I mean, this is crazy, folks, how rigged it is. And even with rigged polls, with 9, 12, 14, 20 points in the battlegrounds, he's 2, 5, 6, 8, 10 points ahead. This is a tsunami against globalism, a total referendum. So even if they steal it, We have all the WikiLeaks, how they rig the polls, how they give the questions beforehand to CNN, how the White House runs CNN, how the White House tells Wolf Blitzer what to do in the interview, how Stephanopoulos is told what to do before an interview. Of course he is. He's the former Clinton chief of staff. I don't need WikiLeaks to know this. And please, Stephanopoulos, get out of the country. Look, whether you steal it from Trump or not, we all hate you. You have no ratings. Please, you un-American piece of trash, move to North Korea with that piece of filth. George Soros. Now, Anthony Gucciardi's here because they were showing me the numbers, he and Tim Pruget, and I just said, just come on air and talk about this. And it's not to brag, but it's what I was getting at. It's what I was getting at, because InfoWars is just one of dozens of now large organizations fighting the New World Order. We're rated by the top web rating agencies out there, 172 on the World Wide Web. That's bigger than the Wall Street Journal, bigger than CNN, bigger than all these garbage trucks. And by the way, CNN does stuff like every day take their whole catalog of five-year-old stories and repost it digitally to lie on the search engines and repush. And they've got fake Twitter followers, fake Facebook. We have none of that. We don't do any of that.
Well, CNN has hundreds of millions of dollars of funding, too, from, you know, drug companies and so on and so forth.
That's right. Let's turn his mic up. I can barely hear him.
But so check this out. Infowars.com. You know, you talk about, we could sit up here all day. We could talk about WikiLeaks. We could talk about whatever. We could talk about them giving the debate questions to Hillary ahead of time. Just talk about how the media, the so-called establishment
media, they're rigging everything, but they won't rig the election as the president comes out and says, let illegals vote.
Okay, but we could say that they're dying, right? We could talk about their transmogrification of reality, how they just skew everything and make it seem like they're so big. But nothing really does it like actual hard numbers, okay? And Quantcast, which is one of the most reputable ranking websites in the world, here's the funny part. These numbers that we're about to talk about, these are still behind. They don't even totally match our Google Analytics for InfoWars, okay? So the Google Analytics, which is the like back-end systems that totally track the real-time numbers, are higher than this. But now we can see, because Alexa is kind of a joke now.
Two years ago, they delisted every conservative and libertarian site by 80%.
Right.
And then they boosted by 80% all the others in total fraud.
Right.
But check this out. That's Bezos, though, who's a top Democrat.
Amazon bought it, right? So InfoWars now 172, rank 172 in the United States. That means of all the billions of websites in the world, you can imagine all of them out there, InfoWars is 172. The 172nd.
And InfoWars, quite frankly, we know from Google, is only about 20% or 25% of our traffic. It's all our other platforms. My God, that's why even the New York Times now and the Washington Post said, oh, no, there's nothing as big as Alex Jones. Well, there is. It's called DrudgeReport.com, bigger than all Facebook traffic, not just news, and the New York Times combined. Now, let's talk about DrudgeReport.com. DrudgeReport.com, you know, two people, Drudge and you know, one great fellow that helps me, working 18 hours a day because they have passion, never compromising, is really what helped blow the door open for Trump, for InfoWars. We would already be huge, but let's give the credit. In the revolution against the New World Order, the number one most valuable player isn't Nigel Farage. It isn't Donald Trump. It isn't Alex Jones. It's Matt Drudge. And Matt doesn't want that credit. You're getting it. Yeah. You showed up first. You did it the longest. You broke through the big stories. You broke the mainstream media's control. You did it. So, there you go. And again, Trump's already won. I don't care. If they steal it, it doesn't matter. Let them steal it. I've looked at it. That's even better. Okay? Now, because let me tell you, they're going to sabotage Trump. They're going to attack from every angle. They're going to plunge the economy like they're doing with Brexit. It's going to be a hard fight. They're dumb enough to steal this thing with that ailing witch and stick her up there? Woo! Baby, throw me in that briar patch. I mean, and we've got their whole narrative down. I got it from inside intel, and it's all coming out. The alt-right's totally discredited now after Hillary even took Texas. This is the script they're writing if they're dumb enough to pull it. It even took Utah. Why, and Georgia. My God, everyone loves. The Republican Party has fallen. And their own leadership will say, yes, we're over, because they're Democratic operatives. You got Paul Ryan in the emails behind the scenes with Supreme Court justice crap with Hillary. I mean, they're going to sit there and act like we've all been discredited when the mainstream media is gone, 97%+ drop in revenue, all going bankrupt, everyone hates you, we're exploding, everyone hates you. Everybody loves us, everybody hates you. Oh, there it is, Florida shock, Drudge. Trump outperforms Romney by 130,000 in early voting. Oh, that was the thing. New York Times, we'll skip the break. New York Times, CNN, all of them running around over and over again, Anthony, saying she's going to win in early voting in places like Florida. And then when it came in, even though they were stuffing and they've been caught stuffing, Trump's way ahead. They are in crap your pants. That's why she's suddenly in all these blue states they claim she has firmly. She does not have Pennsylvania firmly. She does not have New York firmly. Internal Trump polling, they don't want out. I'll just tell you, in real polls, have shown him the entire time 30 points ahead of her in New York. Here's the problem. There aren't hardly any Republicans registered. The Democrats run it all. So he's the son of New York. Obviously, they want him. So it's crazy. He's going to take New York, people. He's going to take everything. But they've never wanted this out because they don't want to discourage people from going and voting, thinking it's in the bag, because they're going to try to steal it. But they're dealing with mega tsunami. Look, Hillary gets a crowd of 300 people when LeBron James comes and they've advertised for a week. Trump shows up somewhere and 10,000 show up in small towns. Again, we just showed you the Comcast numbers. And quite frankly, they don't track everything. They show us in 170-something of the World Wide Web. Anthony, go over this. It's not about bragging about InfoWars.
Yeah.
Okay? It's about people understanding what jokes they are. I mean, they're the big ivory towers owned by the Mexican kingpins and owned by the Chinese. And again, people say, oh, do you like Chinese? The Chinese government that killed 80-plus million of its own people, that has mobile execution vans, that announced they're buying all six Hollywood. I mean, that's official. I mean, I was already told when I was in Hollywood, 10 years ago, going out there.
Getting the Martian.
I was already told, oh, my God, the Chinese are buying everything. Now it's a – remember I said the Chinese and the Arabs are buying Hollywood. Oh, you kook, you shut up, you're covering up for blah, blah, blah. I was just going with what people were telling me in Hollywood. I mean, major producers. I mean, as big as they get, okay? I've had breakfast, you name it, with the biggest ones. And we're sitting there, and people ask, well, why do they want to have breakfast with you? Because I'm talking about the real world, folks. They know mainstream TV's for idiots. When you know about this is when you go to the big dinners. It's when you have dinner with three-star generals. And I'm not bragging, but they want you literally thinking Jay-Z and all this crap's cool and calling us conspiracy theorists because we're conversant in how the real world works. So I told you 10 years ago, the Chinese and the Muslims, the Saudi Arabians, were taking over Hollywood. Now it's official. Now it's official. Now it's official. Now it's official. Go ahead, Anthony.
So you talk about Matt Drudge, right? Think about Matt Drudge. Think about yourself, too. We talked about it before. I think Matt Drudge is the man of the year 2016. I think because of the fact that his platform is independent from the...
That's right. It was Putin last year. It should be Matt Drudge.
I think it's Matt Drudge. And I think that Matt Drudge is a world changer because of one thing. Even if you don't agree with the things that he posts, guess what? He is independent of the system.
He creates independent narratives of debate. And the globalists, in all their internal emails, are Jones is changing the narrative and Drudge is. We got to shut them down. We can't beat these people.
Let's take
I mean, it's not hard to beat our narrative when we go, look, here's Obama saying it's free, or here's Obama saying you can keep your doctor, and then we've got Obama saying, I never said that. How are we smart? We just call known scumbag liars out. We're not out to F everybody. We don't get up on TV like Gruber and say, thank God the American people are so dumb, we're really ripping them off.
It's because you don't talk about football and it's scary to people. I think they should pull up Quantcast, by the way. I'm going to go over these some things to prove some things. But pull up Drudge Report also and see where that is. But here's what I'm saying. There is an official narrative that must be carefully protected, and it must be put out, right? It must be projected with one loudspeaker. And all the news media companies, they plug in their auxiliary cable from this loudspeaker. So it's all the same thing, right?
And that's why they're all such servants. They've got to sycophantically love the lying to keep their little place as a revomiter.
Right. So, look, there's Drudge Report. And, by the way, the monthly is way higher than that. But, okay, so here's InfoWars on this show.
Drudge is 101 on the World Wide Web. And from our Google tracking, it's more like number 30. But
yeah.
We're more like
so if we go to 172, there's InfoWars. Now, look what InfoWars is higher than. Sears.com, CNBC, okay, it's beating out CNBC, Expedia, Wall Street Journal. I mean, just think about that for a minute. I'm reading these. It doesn't sound like much, but Wall Street Journal. InfoWars is crushing Wall Street Journal. DonaldJTrump.com. Salon.com, TheOnion.com, Overstock.com, the Better Business Bureau, and it goes on and on. This is just one little sheet that I had here, okay? And
can you imagine right how much they hate us?
It's neck and neck, but it's actually beating if we have the real analytics.
Anthony, we're not making it up that now we're having like 50 million extra viewers a week.
I mean, this is important. Look,
but that doesn't even, people don't even go to the website small.
I know. Look at it, though, compared to BBC. Even these numbers, it's 40,000 less, or 20,000 less, okay?
So we're bigger than BBC.
It's already bigger than BBC.
The whole MI6 British Worldwide Brainwashing Service.
Bigger than BBC.
That is a literal pedophile network on record. We have defeated them.
And then that's why I have to say, if you really think about it, this man right here, Alex Jones, okay, even if you don't agree with everything he says, he did all this. He created all this. He made it independent. No, I'm going to say it for a second.
Anthony, just stop.
And Matt Drudge, because guess what? BBC is backed by an entire government. CNN is backed by hundreds of millions of dollars of mega sponsors that don't care about you. CNBC is a joke, okay? All these corporations and mega companies are being beaten by Infowars.com.
And by the way, we didn't plan this today. I was planning to come on, as I did, and say Donald Trump's already won this election, whether they steal it or not. And then I was just thinking, yeah, but this is about the fall of the mainstream media. We have to declare this because we're still also humble. We're just in here fighting and warning people and analyzing and everything else. What this really shows is you are the man and woman of the year, listeners. You are the people that broke with the globalists. You're the people that educated your friends and family, and now they're in free fall. So the only way we lose, which is very hard to do at this point, is to believe their next con game if they steal it from Trump and then just believe, because that's the new narrative, the alt-right has been discredited. And I'll see it everywhere. Trump's going to lose, and the stuff they're talking about, Brexit and New World Order and not letting billionaires be tax-exempt and not launching wars, that's warmongering, the total upside-down world. Don't listen to them. They're discredited. No, this is absolute poison to them. This is cyanide. This is high noon to Count Dracula. As I say, this scares the living hell out of them. And I'm here to tell you, I love seeing all these new, slick, smart sites pop up that get it. And they're not regurgitating what I say. They get the real narrative because what we're seeing is really what's going on. It's not going through filters. It's a historic understanding. It's the globalist own admissions. We get WikiLeaks, and it's literally everything we've ever said. Yeah. Except a little bit worse, because I read hundreds of history books. I've studied it. I've had them try to buy me off. I mean, I've been in the trenches for 25 years, on air for almost 22. And again, so we're not up here announcing this.
No, let's be clear.
We're not announcing it to make ourselves feel big, okay? The difference is I work 18 hours a day because I know I have a responsibility in this position. I have a responsibility to beat these people because they're going to come after us if we don't win. I mean, this is definitely life and death now, folks. And you have to understand, we are here to let you know you're big, you're strong, you're incredible, you're amazing, you're just as important as any of these people in mainstream media, as Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge years ago would always tell bloggers and people, "Oh, you're just as important as the New York Times." And he was building confidence in people because it was true. And again, it's not kiss Matt Drudge's ass. We have to recognize the models of truth and justice and the return of Americanism that made us the apple of the world's eye. Sorry, Anthony.
No, exactly. I was going to say it's individuals that represent a shift. Okay, you're the opposite of someone that wants. You don't even want to talk about this stuff. That's why I had to force you to talk about it. You don't want to sit up here and so-called brag. It's not bragging them.
You've been coming for weeks, like we're number 200, we're number 195.
Guess what? It's the millions of people that actually go to the website, and it's the millions of people that actually care about stuff that make it possible and make it happen.
They need to know we're winning.
Representation.
We're not just saying we're getting 50 million extra views a week now. We are.
I'm not just sitting here saying, you're so amazing. I'm saying, look at what has happened with the cultural and intellectual shift in the country to where people actually get
it. Oh, you're right. We need to celebrate. And I prayed to God on air and privately that people be awakened, that there be a paradigm shift. And Donald Trump is that answer. But don't get mad at God, folks, if it doesn't all happen right away, or are they killing? Because that's probably what they're going to do. I'll be frank with you. And it's very, very powerful time to be alive. Thank God he's so fatalistic. And I mean that in a good way. Trump knows exactly what he's doing. He's committed. His sons are committed. And I just want to salute everything they've done and what they've put on the line. We are totally behind Donald Trump because he is the main target, folks.
People are pissed off with what's happened, and they've been sold a lie, and they realize it, and they realize the symptoms of the sickness that is the complete tumor on society. And no matter what the resolution is, this is proof 100% that people actually care, and people
are right.
So-called waking up. People are actually aware of all this, and the facade of the media system is
so I'm going to say it again.
Correct.
I'm going to say it again. It's all rigged. They admit it's rigged. They've been caught it's rigged. They're going to tell you Donald Trump lost. Donald Trump is going to win in one of the biggest landslides in U.S. history. And the insiders all know this. They just didn't want to build confidence too much so people didn't go vote. Hillary is done. I mean, she is absolutely in shambles. She is losing. They are telling the military right now, get ready. It's going to be given to Hillary, supposedly, stand down. So, folks, they can false flag. They can launch new wars. God knows whether you're going to see helicopters, you know, at the White House like you see in Turkey or something, and jets in the sky. I mean, I don't know, man, because I'm not involved in it all, but there's people on planes. There's stuff going on. There's folks, there's major movements, there's world leaders on the phone with Trump. This is huge. This is, so while we're sitting there saying, wow, we're huge, mainstream media is in trouble, understand, we come back, massive election fraud confirmed across the board, huge corruption taking place, new WikiLeaks, all the big guests, 52-hour broadcast. We're not out of the woods yet, but we're in the fight, and
you know,
we're taking action. I want to, by the way, commend our crew, not just the listeners and everybody else in GCN as well, all of the crew that makes it possible, you the listeners, your prayers, all of it. We're all in this together, and doesn't it feel good to see the tide turning? This is amazing. I salute you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're less than one day out. This is it, boys. Get ready to start your attack run.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We've been building the InfoWar for 21 years to warn the people about globalism, knowing that it was an authoritarian planetary program of oppression, and that when it attempted to finally go operational and establish their anti-family, anti-free market super tyranny, that we would have major forces on the ground aware of the power, aware of their program, and aware of systems to stop them. And now, in every major globalist publication, public and private, they are in panic mode. And the best part is, the last 5 years, they've been going to armored redoubt scenarios, not just within the United States or Europe, but fleeing to very far away, hard to get to, remote, circuitous areas. And that's the enemy evacuating. Now, that means they're ready to start big wars to keep their power, but their minions thousands of miles away are going to be educated by us. And we're going to stay behind. We'll go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. We will defend our republic, and we will never surrender, to paraphrase Winston Churchill. And then these idiots think they're going to take the gloves off and start getting rough with us, because in their psychology, that they think that'll cause capitulation. Only in people that were already going to roll over. In the real men out there, and women as well, you take the gloves off, which you've already been doing. What effect did that happen? Persecuting whistleblowers, going after the press. What effect did that have? Your whistleblowing problems are 100 times what they were a decade ago, aren't they? You just don't really know human nature. Just like Hitler, I'm going to a bunch of clips, the latest election news here in a moment, but just like Hitler was winning World War II, and this was declassified decades later, and British intelligence came up with a plan to fly a bunch of Lancasters over and bomb the government district in Berlin to piss Hitler off so that he would take his bombing off the airfields and factories and then bomb central London. And they went, they bombed it. They didn't even have the bombers really even do it. They barely made it back in a sneak attack. And it totally got the German high command. Well, they told Hitler it was a trap, but he didn't listen. And he sent then his forces to start the Blitz, which then only made the Brits go from not wanting to be in the war, because they knew World War One had been wrong and they'd been on the wrong side and started it with the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. A lot of Brits were like, whoa, we don't want another war. But, oh, Hitler started bombing neighborhoods and killing a bunch of kids? That's why I say, they start doing atrocities, they start killing patriots, just let them. They kill me, don't riot, don't do a thing. Just take action and don't comply with them. Same thing with Trump. Just keep moving forward, Americanism, not globalism. Don't let them trick you. We're going to win economically in the info war. We're going to win. I've had major debates with people that have overthrown countries, you name it, multiple folks, and they were all hot war, hot war, hot war. And I'm like, no, you watch. This is 10 years ago. We're going to win this in the information war. And it's crazy how right I've been. It's actually, I'm a very humble person, and then it's not a good feeling, because then I'm like, well, if I get this more than almost anybody else, I have this giant responsibility. It's really crazy. And that's why they spend all their time clipping me out of context and make me look like a goofball. All that does is make people come to the show. God turns their best attacks into our greatest gifts. But the responsibility we're all in is incredible. And all of you that got made fun of by your neighbors or your pastor or your school or your coworkers, your boss, your employees, all of you that stood up for America and talked about globalism and exposed it, I salute you, because let me tell you something. You're the reason we're kicking New World Order butt right now. You're the reason they're being forced to cheat out in the open. You're the reason they're having to uncloak. And making them uncloak and attack is going to bring them down. Now, got a bunch of clips I want to get to. I meant to ask Nico, can I have the full schedule? I know some other guests are being added, but I'm going to be on tonight again, like 8 to midnight, basically. We got a bunch of other guests and hosts coming in, but I want to start telling folks we're going to post the roster of who's going to be on in the next hour or two at Infowars.com/show, where there's the free audio and video feeds. And the biggest activist thing you can do is send those links out to everybody. And if you go to DrudgeReport.com, Drudge in the top right-hand corner is linked to Infowars.com/show. Let's symbiotically return that favor. In everything we do, let's send out DrudgeReport.com, tip of the spear, spread it. DrudgeReport.com. Carry the spear, throw the spear, whatever term you want to use. Use the spear. Florida shock. Trump outperforms Romney by 130,000 in early voting. Huge. And, again, what an omen. Janet Reno, I'm not going to get into her, but, you know, with all this stuff in the new WikiLeaks about little kids in the hot tub waiting for you and, you know, all the rest of it, I can't say 100% that's sex trafficking, even though the NYPD is saying they're looking at it, and Wiener is sending stuff to underage kids, and there is Satanism and all the normal trappings, and the Epstein and the Lolita Express plane, and Eric Prince coming out and saying he has sources. That guy never pops his head up unless it's something hardcore. And he's been very accurate in the past, saying he's got sources that it is a pedophilia network. Good God. That'll even get Eric Prince to come out from whatever base he's hiding in. I'm not saying that's bad, but the point is, it's a real James Bond character right there. Get him to pop up to tell you, because pedophilia gets folks to go public. It gets people to, you know, put themselves in the line. It's like a flips a crazy switch in me. I mean, I'm somebody that I don't get off on killing, but I start thinking about pedophiles, and let me tell you, I start having some real mean thoughts about ice picks and, you know, people. You know, I'm going to stop right there. The point is that there's a big spectrum of smart people saying that's what's happening, and a lot of evidence popped up. But with Janet Reno, when she was the head prosecutor down in Florida, major city, there's been books written on it. I've read books on her. She'd get caught by state police in the back of a convertible with a 12-year-old girl. Reno would be drunk and on pills, vomit everywhere, their clothes off. Then she got caught in a parking garage, and she'd go check kids out of the CPS lockup and take them for a test drive. So Janet Reno, by the way, you can look. This was in Florida newspapers. They went and got Reno because she was just like them, I guess. I mean, I always thought, why would you hire a big, fat, disgusting lesbian pedo? And why would you do? Because she's totally compromised. Died of Parkinson's. It's funny that Hillary and Bill both got that. You can see it. And I know a lot of great folks have Parkinson's. It's a very, very sad thing. Very, very bad degenerative disease. It's happening more and more because of all the heavy metals and vaccines and the rest of it. But Janet Reno, you know, I saw this hit piece on me the other day. It was like, Alex Jones wanted people to blow up Fort Hood. It actually said that. It's totally made up. Didn't show where I said it. Just Alex Jones hates the military. And Alex Jones says, he actually said this, just to show you how evil they are. It's not about me. Alex Jones says the most evil group in America that funded the Nazis and the communists is the National Guard. It'd be like saying, I said, you know, buckwheat funded Hitler or something. It's just like, what? And then he goes on, and he's a major follower of David Koresh and believed in his religion and followed him with no proof, no link, no nothing, other than we built a memorial church for all those that died because my listeners got involved and did it on their own. So I was doing a broadcast out there, and one of the surviving Davidians said, we were supposed to what Reno did. And then I said, I want a plaque here for the dead ATF people. They're, you know, I don't agree with what they did, but this is for everybody. We paid and even had a plaque put for the ATF, and it turns into, I followed it. I said David Koresh was a cult leader and a bad guy, and they should have arrested him in town. He had a business in town, and the sheriff pointed that out of that county and said it was wrong, and they burned that place up and killed those kids. David Koresh was a cult leader and bad and should have been arrested, and here's a plaque for the dead ATF, but what you did to the women and children was wrong, and we built a memorial church for everybody that died, and you turned that into, I want to blow up Fort Hood, and I support David Koresh. Again, that's why I have such a kinship with Donald Trump, because I see him do the same stuff. You know, Mexico, Latin America, great people, hire a lot of them, wonderful, hardworking people, you know, really good people. But I'll tell you, a lot of criminals are coming across, and they let them come across, and a lot of rapists, a lot of killers, and you got to do something about that. You just can't have the border completely wide open and just let people be here. You know, got a lot of bad people coming in. Yeah, Mexico, a lot of bad people, a lot of criminals, and then they would just lie and say, he said all Mexicans. It's what they do. When Mexico bitches and says, don't send your criminals down here, we don't go, oh, you're being racist. Everybody knows it's where you run. You run to Mexico because they have no extradition. It's the same thing. They run up here. Our criminals run down there. It's a fact that Fidel Castro dumped 300,000 criminals out of his jails in the United States in the Cuban boat lift. Does that mean we hate Cubans? No. This is how they distort everything. All right. I'm going to get into what's coming up. I'm going to tell you about the big guest. We've got 52-hour broadcast. We're now 43 minutes into that 52-hour broadcast. We're going to be broadcasting right through tomorrow, right through the next day, and then right through the nighttime. But I say 52 because we stop at 3 p.m. Then we have the nightly news with more updates that evening at 7 o'clock. That'll be out there for everybody. And now we have just an incredible page up on Infowars.com. Wow, that looks really good. I hadn't seen you guys build that. /election. Okay, Infowars.com/election. Got some busy beavers around here. And that's got all the feeds as well, and it's going to have graphs on how, on where they say the race is, and we're going to have early projections. Don't worry, we're going to have our own to counter CNN and the rest of them. They have their games, we have ours. Ours are based on truth. Theirs are based on being scumbags paid for by Nazi collaborator George Soros, who has a warm nest waiting for him in the center of Hades. But before we go any further, spread that link, Infowars.com/election. Infowars.com/show. Be part of that revolution. Let's not just have 10 million people tune in, which they will conservatively. Just on Facebook mentions right now, one feed of seven we have going, we have 500,000 people tuned in. Not to mention all the 230-plus affiliates. It's been hovering at 170 for years. Stations sell, stations change hands, you lose stations, gain stations. We're now gaining something like 20, 30 affiliates a month. In fact, 50,000 waters, 10,000 waters, just all over the world, the InfoWars exploding. I want you to know, we're the future, they're the past. Americanism, not globalism. They're the losers. They're the ones in free fall. Because they're going to tell you that when they steal it from Trump, that's their plan. They stole everything else. That it's a repudiation of the craziness that Obamacare isn't free and that Hillary wants your guns. Everybody knows. Well, the WikiLeaks says she plans on banning them, and even all the major papers say they want to take them, but it doesn't exist. And no illegals are voting. But Obama goes on TV and basically agrees with the reporter. Yeah, if you're here, you can vote, and we won't prosecute you. That's coming up. But first off, funding this operation, funding it. We don't go get the big corporate establishment sponsors because they're all for the big rigged system. Just like Donald Trump got no corporate money, no foreign billionaire money. Hillary, I mean, you think liberals would vote for him just because of that? Well, real ones like Jill Stein and folks like Bev Harris and people that have integrity. People like Julian Assange. And every Democrat I talk to in person, I mean, almost every Democrat I talk to goes, I mean, my mom has friends that are Democrats, lifelong Democrats. And I get, like, the 60s, that sounded like the good group to be in, you know, claiming it was for race relations, all the rest of it. It was a bait and switch to fool a bunch of 60s kids. These women run up to me just hugging me. My mom had a Halloween party, just a cookout. I was over there, just, oh, Alex, oh, you're so right, oh, Donald Trump, oh, God help him, oh, she's so evil. These women are the same age as Hillary Clinton. One of them looks like Hillary Clinton. And they were, had tears in their eyes. And I used to maybe cry on air once a year when I thought about some dead kid or something. Now it's all the time. Not because it's that the energy and how epic this battle is and how incredible this is. I never knew why as a kid I'd get a tear in my eye during the Star Spangled Banner or during the Pledge of Allegiance. But it was a sense, a psychic sense of what people done for that and why it was under attack and why it was so important. And now I know. Now I know why they want to pull America down and why we're the testing ground of all the GMO and all the poison and all the garbage. It's because they hate us, folks. The globalists can't compete with this system. We're announcing we've never even done this before, actually. Maybe this comes around once a year, the total absolute biggest sale across the board. We'll have a biggest sale of the year on this item or that item every day or so. We've got thousands of items at InfoWarsStore.com, all super high quality. But we're doing a 52-hour live election broadcast and super sale fundraiser has begun. Going into the future, you can see great products you need, really high quality, very affordable, competitive, sometimes the lowest prices, like affordable food, the nutraceuticals, 52-hour live election broadcast to fund the next phase of the war against the globalists, the battle for the Republic. And boy, I tell you, this is an absolute toe-to-toe, sudden death overtime battle. Our historic 52-hour live election broadcast has officially begun, and we have launched a number of super sales and InfoWarsStore.com to help fund the fight against election rigging and the globalist takeover. These unprecedented super sales are now live on InfoWarsLive.com and InfoWarsStore.com for the next 52 hours. 30% off Supernova Vitality, 30% off DNA Force, 34% off all storable food. We're just extending that, they tell me. 30% off Survival Shield X2, 30% off Pro Pure King Water Filters, 25% off Secret 12, 50% off all Molon Labe apparel. That's come and take it if you don't know Latin. That's Texas isn't the first place to say it, folks. They were repeating what the 300 did. That's what history does. It repeats and it rhymes. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. We're bringing the fight to Hillary and the globalist like never before. And our listeners are, too. Every day they're confronted with Bill Clinton's rapes, his crimes. And these are techniques we can learn on other subjects. Benghazi, the emails, Obama. We're not going to stop. The people are activating. The globalists are scared. Wars won't stop us. Depressions won't stop us. You're going down. I like it to World War II, folks, and we're 50 miles outside Berlin. And, you know, I hate to make that some bash the Germans thing in a modern context. It's just that that's a military. It's Yorktown, and the British are surrounded, folks. It's entering those phases, okay? But it's mind war now, so you've got to understand they can sophisticate this and put people in trances, basically. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com to help fund the tip of the spear and get the highest quality products out there. The sale is at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay. When we come back, I got to forget the clips. We've got a bunch of guests. We've got so much to cover. We have Obama. All scripted. This is what the standard thing they do. They got Democrats. I told you, in 7 states it got out of their house. It got out of the legislatures. It got to governor's desk, but it was a little too obvious. The Democrats said, not quite yet. We got to get the public ready for this to have a Supreme Court ruling once we get a new Supreme Court justice or two in. It's so amazing. And so when we come back, we're going to break it all down. So Obama comes out and she goes, you know, if you're just here, you have a right to vote. Because you're a citizen if you're here. And he goes, yes, citizens can vote and we will not prosecute anybody that votes. It's all private, so come on and vote. He tells illegals to vote. This is the most naked, brazen, open, pissing on America you could ever do. It's a joke.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Once again, gamble. I tell you, I'm your man. You win some, lose shame. It's all a game to me. 7 or 11. Snake Eyes watching you. Let me bring in a hand. Viking lore, baby. I want the fight for liberty. That's the animated contest. That's what the sellouts don't get. I'll take a sword in my hand in the information war. The Ace of Spades. And Liberty always has the Ace of Spades. All right, let me give you what could be the biggest news of the campaign yet. Hillary is in mega freefall. She, in mainline polls, they're all over the place, is 2, 5, 6, 8, 10 points behind, depending on the state, depending on the poll. In places where they're oversampling for her, Clinton is in panic mode, running around telling illegals to vote. So is Obama. The Democrats are in newspapers everywhere saying it's okay for illegals to vote, knowing that a bunch of them are now being caught. That was on Fox News this morning, voting. So they're like, it's no big deal. It's legal. See the mind control they're involved in? But now, from the Daily Caller, it's up on InfoWars.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. This could be the biggest. Is Hillary now preparing to lose, is the headline. Cancels her fireworks display. That's the headline. Hillary Clinton cancels victory fireworks show. Joe Biggs just brought this in to me. For the Democratic nominee was planning to celebrate the outcome of the election with within 2 minutes of the pyrotechnics over the Hudson River. The Coast Guard said her campaign had scrapped their plans today. They announced this morning. Clinton camp reached out Thursday to say it would be shooting off 10 aerial shells after all, that they wouldn't be doing it. The campaign did not give the Coast Guard a reason for the cancellation. Ah, isn't that just cute? In 2012, Mitt Romney famously planned an 8-minute, $25,000 fireworks show over the Boston Harbor to celebrate the victory over Obama that never happened. The fireworks were eventually removed and taken back to the company's headquarters. Not so sure now. Now, let's play the president in a scripted event. Democrats all over the country have had bills in 7 states on governor's desk to let illegals vote. You can get off a plane, no passport, no nothing, no visa, you're here, no ID, you can vote. Vote as many times as you like. But there is no election fraud. Donald Trump say, we have all these new videos of people out in Austin screaming at our reporters, going, homophobe, Trump's a homophobe. I mean, one conservative complaint conservatives could have is that he's been for equal rights for 30 years and doing interviews in The Advocate and stuff 20 years ago. And is totally inclusive. See, it's again, everything is inverse, folks. It is just, we have video of these women just screaming at Owen, he's a homophobe. I mean, talk about mind control. Here is Obama agreeing that we won't go after you illegals if you vote.
Of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true. Okay. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential.
I can't believe I heard what I heard.
Well, we know we heard things.
Now,
let's continue here. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to start telling you about all the huge guests we've got coming up as well as soon as I get that full schedule. But Stefan Molyneux is coming in. And we have Dr. Group on huge vaccine reactions across the country, paralyzing not thousands but tens of thousands of children. This is mainstream news. Remember, we don't know why it's happening. We got breaking intel on that. Larry Nichols is coming back on. David Knight. Jesse James. You know who Jesse James is? He's a friend of mine. He's going to be in here. And we've got a whole bunch of other folks just today. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession.